Welcome back to Cyber Chronicles, where the stories are real, the risks are high, and the lessons are invaluable. Today's episode is a cautionary tale about a moment when I almost became another victim of a cunning phishing scam. It's a story of a seemingly ordinary day that took an unexpected turn. It was a Tuesday morning, and I was going through my usual routine, making coffee, skimming through emails, mentally preparing for the day ahead of me. My inbox was flooded, as usual, and there was one email that immediately caught my eye. The subject line was in all caps, "Urgent. Your account needs immediate attention." Ooh, the sender appeared to be my bank, a reputable institution I've been with for years. The email had all the right logos, the familiar tone, and he addressed me by my names. It even had the same style of language that my bank usually uses in their communications. "Click here to secure your account," it said. Panic started to creep in. What if my account had been compromised? My first instinct was to click the link. After all, the email was from my bank, right? But as my finger hovered over the mouse, a small voice in the back of my mind said, "Wait a minute." I decided to take a closer look. The email address was the first thing that seemed off. It wasn't quite right. Instead of support@mybank.com, it was something like support@secure-mybank.com. Close, but not exact. I took a deep breath and decided to investigate further. I hovered over the link in the email, but instead of clicking, I checked the URL. It didn't lead to my bank's website. It was a random string of letters and numbers. Clearly a sign of something fishy, no pun intended. This wasn't just a hunch. It was a glaring red flag. Ooh. My heart started pounding as I realized I almost fell for a classic phishing scam. If I had clicked that link, I would have been directed to a fake website that looked just like my bank's login page. I would have entered my credentials, unknowingly handing them over to cyber criminals. They would have had full access to my account, and who knows what kind of damage it could have done. Oh my. Phishing scams are designed to make you act quickly without thinking. They rely on fear, urgency, and the appearance of legitimacy. This one was particularly well crafted, targeting people during a busy part of the day when they're most likely, really, to overlook small details. I decided to report the email to my bank's fraud department. They confirmed that it was indeed a phishing attempt and thanked me for bringing it to their attention. But the experience left me rattled. It made me realize just how easy it is to be fooled, even when you think you are cautious. Takeaway from the story, always double check the sender's email address, especially when something doesn't feel right. If an email claims to be urgent, take a moment to think before you act. And never, ever click on links in an email unless you are absolutely sure they are legitimate. Instead, open a new browser window, preferably an incognito browser window, and navigate to the official website yourself. In the end, I dodged the hook, but the lesson stuck with me. Phishing scams are everywhere, and the best way to protect yourself is to stay informed and be cautious. Remember, cybercriminals are smart, but you can be smarter.